Thanks, Denny. In a time of years slated for the hopes of a new NHL season and the start of the Fall Classic, another more important story captured the world of sports and saddened generations, young and old alike. Chicago Bulls superstar Michael Jordan, easily the most gifted athlete to ever slip on an NBA jersey, called a press conference today at the Bulls practice facility in Deerfield, Illinois, to announce to the world in a room busting at the seams with reporters he would retire at 30 years of age from a game he contributed so much to. Some factors in his retirement included his feeling that he didn't have anything more to prove and that he accomplished everything he ever wanted to in the NBA. His stellar career included three NBA World Championships, being selected as first-team All-NBA for seven straight years, holding the record for the highest career scoring average with 32.3 points, and capturing MVP honors for three seasons in the NBA. News continued to oscillate around Chicago today as the Cubs disposed of manager Jim LaFever after guiding the Cubs to their third winningest season in 21 years. A fourth-place finish with an 84-78 mark proved to be insufficient job security for LaFever as the city of Chicago wonders what will be next after a disheartening day of sports. Former Royals pitching coach Guy Hanson was rehired by the Royals 3 days after he was released by the club. This time around, he will serve as a national cross-checker scout. In the NFL, the NFL's second all-time leading scorer, running back Eric Dickerson, was waived today by the Atlanta Falcons. On the American side of the American League Championship Series in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays continued their postseason dominance as they bolt out the gates to take an early 2-0 series lead as they dumped the Chicago White Sox 3-1 in Comiskey Park. Toronto starter David Stewart improved his career postseason mark to 7-0 as the Chicago White Sox, as he held the Chi Sox to one run on four hits in six innings of work. Veterans Paul Molitor, Ricky Henderson, Devon White, and Roberto Alomar provided ample run support to carry the Jays' load. In the opening of the AL in the playoff action on the National side, the Philadelphia Phillies played the spoilers in a dramatic come-from-behind 10th-inning 2-1 victory that left the Braves suffer through a rocking veteran stadium, a scene they themselves have been accustomed to, but making it through their years in the past two seasons in postseason play. The Braves and Phillies will gear up tonight for Game 2 at 7:12 in Veterans Stadium, while the Jays and Sox take a day off, then travel north to Sky Dome to resume action in Game 3 on Friday night at 7:35. In the opening night of action in the NHL, the expansion Florida Panthers skate to a 4-4 tie with the Chicago Blackhawks in a saddened Chicago stadium. The Canadiens edge the Whalers 4-3. The Quebec Nordiques and second-year Ottawa end in a 5-5 tie. The Devils strike down the Lightning 2-1. And the Jets blast past the Capitals 6-4. That'll do it for a busy day of sports fans. This is Joey Domino saying goodnight for now.